Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just a few years ago, fewer than 10 Native Alaskans, Hawaiians, or Native Americans had ever been appointed to a lifetime federal judgeship. Now that number's growing. Two Native women were recently confirmed to serve on the federal bench in Oklahoma and Hawaii. Joining us now to talk about what the new federal judges mean for Native communities is Morgan Saunders. She's a staff attorney who leads the judicial nominations work for the non-profit Native American Rights Fund. Morgan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you tell us more about these two new judges, Judge Sarah Hill and Judge Shanlin Park? What should we know about them?
Judge Park is the first Native Hawaiian woman to ever serve in a lifetime appointment as a federal judge in the United States. She's a former state court judge, and she had a long career as a public defender in the state of Hawaii before becoming a judge. And Judge Hill is the first Native American woman to serve in a lifetime appointment as a federal judge in the state of Oklahoma. She is the only active Native American district court judge in that state, which is home to 39 federally recognized tribes. And Judge Hill previously served as the Attorney General for the Cherokee Nation and has a long resume of public service for her tribal nation.
I mean, both firsts. Tell us how big a deal their confirmation is.
They are really historic firsts. Judge Hill is the 10th Native person ever confirmed to a lifetime judicial appointment in the United States. Five of those 10 appointments were made under the Biden administration. So that's a doubling of Native representation on the federal bench in just the last few years.
And both Judges Hill and Park have experience, both lived and in their professional legal roles, of tribal law. Why does this matter in federal cases?
Tribal nations and Native people frequently interact with federal courts and often in really significant ways. Put another way, federal law plays an outsized role in the day-to-day lives of Native people. That includes in areas around healthcare, family law, education, criminal law, and the protection of sacred sites for Native Americans.
So obviously knowing tribal law, not just kind of reading it from a law textbook, but knowing it and living it matters. And I'm wondering if you can give us a specific example of a case where their experience would make a difference.
Sure. So I think federal criminal law applies on Indian reservations. And so familiarity with how that interacts with the relevant tribal law, the relevant state law, all the jurisdictions that are involved in law enforcement in these areas is really important. It's frequently referred to as checkerboard jurisdiction because there are so many overlapping laws and jurisdictions at play in a single geographic area. And so familiarity with how those laws work when a certain law is preempted, as well as the physical and historical boundaries of Indian reservations is really important for giving folks fair trial and fair sentence.
And I guess maybe the flip side to that is not having deep knowledge of tribal law and how that plays out in federal court. And I'm wondering, what kind of impact does it have on Native communities to not have judges who represent them and know this law intimately?
I think the first thing is just when you're appearing in front of a federal court as a Native person. I'm non-Native myself, but this is my understanding from having worked with these communities. It's really challenging to feel like, you know, the impact on your life and the impact on your community is something that can be fully actualized in whatever case. And there's also this constant need to explain circumstances, explain the importance of places, of sacred practices. And so there's a lot of time spent educating judges about, you know, how those practices work, even that they are a religion in the first place, thinking particularly of the protection of sacred sites, as well as wearing eagle feathers at graduation. There is this justification that has to happen over and over again when you're coming to a jurisdiction or a place that doesn't have any sort of background or grounding in the issues that you're talking about, and the essential and longstanding history that's playing into these cases.
Okay. And Morgan, what's your sense for 2024? Could we see more Native Americans elevated to federal courts?
We would really like to see that. There are vacancies in Montana, Arizona, Alaska, South Dakota, California, all states that have significant Native populations, and there are strong candidates in all of those jurisdictions who could be considered.
Morgan Sanders is a staff attorney for the nonprofit Native American Rights Fund. Morgan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.